Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rib T, the audio daily dose of daf, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. You're aware we're on Erevin 101, coming to the last few blot, the last few pages of Erevin before we switch over to Psachim, God willing. We're looking today at Erevin 101, talking about a door that lacks the fundamental components. Rav Chiya taught the following brisa, a widow door. A door which lacks certain standard components that drags on the ground, one may not close an entranceway with it. The notes point out, since a widowed door lacks the standard distinguishing characteristics of a door, one who places it in a gap in a wall definitely appears to be engaged in the construction of the wall, Rashi points out. In the notes, a widowed door is forbidden even if it has a pivot. Otherwise, the brisa would not have specified a widowed door. All doors which lack pivots are forbidden if they drag on the ground, Tosfos point out. And the Gemara asks, what is a widowed door? There are those who say it is a door that consists of a single board. The notes point out doors normally consist of two boards expertly attached together, the Ritva points out in the notes. There are those who say it is a door that has no crossbeam to bind the parts of door together. The notes point out the two sections of the door are attached only with nails and not with external crossbars, the Ritva points out in the notes. What I want to focus on is the idea that the door is not constructed in the proper way. It doesn't have the necessary components, doesn't have the fundamental basis that make it into a door. In our life, in this world, it is an antechamber to the next world. There's a door between this world and the next world. You have to make sure that your door is fundamentally, properly, with a good basis, with a good base and a foundation. If you don't have that, you're not going to have what it takes to go into the next world with the right amount of zechuya, with the right amount of mitzvos, with the right amount of chesed under your belt. You have to make sure that your life, your door, is properly stationed, has a proper base, has a proper element to it, that has all the elements of construction that you can make sure to fully utilize your life. A life that lacks the elements of a door, a life that lacks the elements of what we're doing in this world is lacking the basic foundation of what's needed for your life, for your door. When we go through the door to the next world, do we have everything with us, the proper mitzvos, the proper chesed? What are we using our time for? What are we using our capabilities and our qualities for? As the Gemara talks about a door, a widowed door that doesn't have the elements that are proper to make it a door, don't, God forbid, have a widowed life that lacks the proper elements that makes it into a full, wonderful, beautiful, fulfilling life. Make sure all aspects of your life are full, concrete, have the basis in Torah, mitzvos, and chesed, have all elements that enable you to live your life the best way, the Torah way, with the guidebook of what Hashem teaches us. God teaches us with Torah, mitzvos, and chesed. As a door needs to have the proper elements to be a door, so too our life needs to have the proper elements to lead us through life after 120 years through the door to the next world. May we all see Mashiach and the Beis Hamikdash before that, but use our days every day the right way, with mitzvos, Torah, and chesed as much as we can within our days. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 102 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.